This week's episode of Radio Labyrinth is produced by several people, such as Jason Chappell, Mike Hall, Sean Hall, Chad Shepard, Al McKeon, Mike Spittler, Andrew Hopkins, Jonathan Wilson, Keith Tate, Brian Smith, Steve Knutson, Melissa Knowles, Leslie Norman, John Sutherland, Garrett Kimball, Mike D, Eric Malmstrom, Matt Carter, and Beth Van Elswick.
You're Rick fucking Dalton. Don't you forget it.
All right, what's the matter, partner?
It's official, old buddy. Well, has been.
In a scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird religious rite.
Here I am, flat on my ass. Who I got living next door to me?
I'm Sharon Tate. I'm in the movie.
You're in this?
That's me.
Five persons, including actress Sharon Tate, were found dead at the home of Miss Tate and her husband, screen director Roman Polanski.
A wandering band of members of a so-called religious cult with a leader they call Jesus has had three of its followers arrested in the investigation of the murder of Sharon Tate and six others.
Why that house that night? Why they
Which house?
There?
Which night?
The house on Cello Drive, the Tate house. Why did they go there that night?
Because Tex had been there before, and he went to a familiar place.
Charles Millis Scott Manson, B33920. And all the rest of them.
I love that stuff, you know, with the killing.
A lot of killing.
Charles Manson, the father, his family, and their legacy of Helter Skelter. Now, Lorimar Productions brings to full life Helter Skelter, the number one bestseller, the true story of the Charles Manson murders.
You're Rick fucking Dalton. Don't you forget it.
Welcome to Manchester. Now you gotta be a Manchester. Cause you gotta watch your loved ones fester when you bury them in Manchester.
He can't kill all of us.
He's right. Individually, we are weak, like a single twig. But as a bundle, we form a mighty faggot.
Well said.
Those people are living in hell in Baltimore.
Alice Sweet from Norfolk wants to know the best time to put in a tomato plant.
Alice Sweet ought to be worried about where the fuck her next lay's coming from rather than where her next goddamn tomato plant's coming from. I don't understand where these questions are coming from, Tom. That's about it from Manager's Corner. Go fuck yourself and the fuck with your show coming up next on the Baltimore Oriole Baseball fucking network.
All right, everyone, remain calm. Stay in your seats. Everything's under control.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
It's 7 o'clock.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode... hang on.
Come in as Wolfman.
Do
Jack.
Like a Manchester.
Tim
to
doesn't
clear
know
it
what
out.
It is.
I can't do Wolfman Jack. Because
why not?
It'll kill my voice. As the Wolfman.
All right, do Donna then.
Donna who?
Well, the Wolfman and Donna.
Hey, after the Wolfman. You guys remember the Wolfman?
Oh yeah.
Where's Loganville?
No, what? That's Maxie Price.
Yeah, yeah, that's Maxie Price. I saw an old commercial from. Might have been the late 70s, early 80s, or mid 80s during a Braves game. They showed a commercial. Donna looked pretty good.
Did she?
Yeah, the Wolfman didn't have that silver hair yet. But it was still the Wolfman and Donna. If you're from Atlanta and you grew up here, you remember the Wolfman and Donna. They sold discount furniture.
Donna, she had some badass hair.
She did. So did the Wolfman. They had it all teased up with the stripes in it like Polly Walnuts from The Sopranos.
It's the Wolfman.
If the Wolfman. We don't have that anymore. Now the only commercials you have in
Donna
Atlanta.
She was trying to make it go of it on her own for a while. Though.
I know, but.
It's not the same.
Yeah, you're not going to go there and buy from a woman.
Mm-mm.
But you would.
It's true.
You
it's true.
Would from the Wolfman, because you can trust the Wolfman.
I mean.
One day a month you can. You know, he'll eat you.
Is it only one day a month? Is that the only day?
Of the full moon.
Yeah, full moon.
I thought that. Really?
Yeah, and a waxing gibbous, they don't change. They might get irritated.
Wow.
They don't get there.
I'm really embarrassed that I've went this long and I did not realize that a full moon only happened
once
a month. No. Yeah. I'm not a moon expert either, apparently.
Today was the black moon.
Oh, what does that mean?
Tim, it's the African-American moon. Come on.
It's no, it was the black moon. I don't know what it means. There's, you know, growing up, we never heard any of this shit. Now there's the blood moon, the pink moon, the black moon, the red moon, the vagina moon.
The blood moon is for the witch's magic, right?
I don't know. It's because we've lost Christianity as our moral compass for this country. Now we're pagans, Illuminati, and all those weirdos and the pyramid worship. And
speaking
Eye
of which, there's this new show on the History Channel called The Unexplained, and it's hosted by William Shatner. It's so fucking good.
By William Shatner?
Yeah, you got to watch it.
Oh, I will check that out.
It's one of those shows where you want to go down to the Willy Wonka factory and pick up some edibles first.
Oh, okay. The Willy Wonka, so an everlasting gobstopper will get you through it.
Yeah.
They do last a long time.
Hey.
It's so good, though, because it's like he comes on, he's got that gravitas, you know? He's like, could it be aliens?
That's the same thing.
Yeah, it is. It's the exact same thing as ancient aliens and all that shit.
No, but In Search Of, that Leonard Nimoy did.
Oh, yeah,
it is.
So
it's exactly like
Chum?
That.
Do you remember that movie, is it Amazon Women on the Moon or Kentucky Fried Movie where they do a bit making fun of In Search Of? It's called Bullshit or Not. You remember that? And it's about and he does this bit about Jack the Ripper, and it turns out Jack the Ripper was the Loch Ness Monster.
I do not remember that now.
It's one of those two movies because they're both.
It sounds like a Kentucky Fried Movie.
It might have been Kentucky Fried Movie. Hey, everybody, welcome to Season 4, Episode 30 of Radio Labyrinth. I like it when we get into the groove this way.
Just organically?
Yeah, orgasmically. Orgasmically. Yeah.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah.
My eyes sometimes they get really bright.
Huh?
When that happens.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, no shit.
Starlight.
Huh? Sometimes I get the menstrual cramps real hard. Remember that?
Yeah.
You're raising Arizona? Yeah. When there was no, we ate fowl. You ate what? We ate fowl. You ate fowl? We ate fowl. Whoa, no, that's the wrong thing. You know, I have things set up here, and then I fuck them up. This is what I was going to play.
Welcome to Manchester. Now you gotta be in Manchester. Cause you gotta watch your loved ones faster. When you're very, very Manchester.
All right, that is a song from the latest podcast that Jeff and Steph are both obsessed with and turned me on to, and I listened to it today. Manchester by the Sea, the musical.
So fucking good.
First of all, how did you find this?
It popped up in the Done Disappeared feed because it's by the same company.
People.
Yeah, okay. The same people.
I mean, it's John David Booter. Mm-hmm. He just is calling himself Chase Williams this project.
Is his real name Chase Williams?
Yeah, that's his real name.
I don't know.
I don't know if he's John David Booter or not, but.
Oh, come on. He sounds just like him.
Well, but, you know,
he could just be a close friend of John David Booter. We don't know.
John David Booter's in Pennsylvania making movies.
All right.
Well, me and Jeff were talking about on the way in is I listened to it again on the way out here. And the first time I listened to it, I laughed. Just laughed. And the second time I listened to it, it's really well done.
Yeah, it is.
The whole fucking story came back to me when I listened to it.
Yeah.
Like, I only saw the movie once.
I've never seen the movie.
Oh, and it's a one-watcher.
I remembered
everything.
I remembered who played who. I remember who played the brother. I remember who played the kid. I remember who played his wife. Everything just came pouring back to me just in this retelling, rehashing in the musical.
If you haven't seen it, then how do you get it? I mean, it's funny. The lyrics are funny.
Yeah. If you don't know the story, it tells you the entire story of the movie if you listen to it.
I disagree with Jeff, though, that you don't benefit greatly by watching
the movie. Yeah, I mean, having had seen the movie,
it makes it so much funnier.
A plus.
The Boston accents are great.
And I mean, I urge you to now go back and watch Manchester by the Sea. I mean, take several Zolofts before you watch it, because it is the saddest movie I've ever seen, like ever.
Even sadder than Ordinary People?
Yeah, I mean, Ordinary People has little bits of brevity in it. You know, this...
With Judd Hirsch.
This movie is just, it's just fucking sad. I mean, the whole thing. And Casey Affleck, you know how he's doing Casey Affleck?
Yeah.
That's how he talks in the whole movie. Yeah. He's very like that. And then the whole opening scene where he's the janitor, that's the whole beginning of the movie, is he's going from tenant to tenant, and there are all these pieces of shit that live in this building. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I emptied my bowels and wiped with paper towels.
Yeah. So his brother, I'm assuming, let me piece this together.
Ben Affleck was his brother.
Casey Affleck's brother, Ben Affleck in the movie, is his real brother. Mm-hmm. But in the movie, he dies, right? And leaves kids?
Leaves a kid.
Leaves a kid.
Yeah, the movie.
And then, so Casey Affleck tries to take care of him but can't.
Well, so what happened is Casey Affleck, he has to go back home. He's left Manchester years ago.
Right,
by the sea, because we find out as the movie goes on that he and his wife, they had three kids, and then
they all died in a fire.
Because one night when he was partying with his buddies and he decided to shuffle on and go get some more beer in the middle of the night, he forgot to replace the screen on the fireplace. And he even stopped halfway on the way there. Like, did I replace the screen?
It was Kyle Chandler that played his brother in the movie.
Mm. Oh, it was Kyle Chandler. Yeah. Okay. So he's like, did I replace the screen? And then he's like, yeah, I'm just going to keep going, take my drunk ass. And then on his way back, he realized that the house was burning up.
But his wife lived.
His wife lived. All three of the kids burnt up.
Damn.
Yeah. And then
that's why those songs are so funny.
Oh, my God. You know, because he's like, and his voice is so good. He's like, the sky went red and my kids were dead.
Yeah. I'm going to have to listen to it again because the songs, the musical, it was so well done.
So well done. That's what I'm saying. You have to see the movie to fully get.
I went to a place for lunch that I'd never been to today. So I had the GPS going. And I was listening to that podcast, and it kept interrupting it. And I kept, you get mad when your GPS interrupts what you're listening to.
When Cookie Monster comes on and goes, turn.
No, I changed. That did not last. That lasted a day.
I guess I'm like the only one in the world who loves Cookie, and I just don't care.
Well, I love it, but he doesn't know the street name.
Turn here for Cookie.
I got the British guy, though, because I got tired of the lady. It made me mad. I just shut up, bitch. I'm trying to listen to this.
Is he British? I thought he was Australian.
You can pick whoever.
I'll get an Australian.
There's only certain ones that know the street names, though.
Yeah.
So the name of the podcast again?
Manchester by the Sea, the musical.
The musical. Okay. All right. So check it out if you haven't yet.
Especially the Boston accents. Because there's only two of them,
and it's short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially, it's like 15, 20 minutes each.
Especially if you've seen it.
Yeah, I listened to the whole thing on the way here again. So.
Again?
Yeah.
It's only a half hour. The intermission is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And unnecessary, but it was cool. Whatever.
Especially any of our people that have seen Manchester by the Sea, for sure you have to listen to this because you will die.
So, next Friday, I believe, is August 9th.
Yeah.
August 9th is the
August 9th.
50th anniversary of the Tate LaBianca murders.
Oh, cool.
Which were perpetrated by the Manson family.
Are you guys going to spoil the shit out of this movie?
We are not going to spoil the shit out of the movie.
Okay.
We're going to talk about it very briefly.
Okay.
But I have to tell you, this movie, I never go see movies opening weekend, ever, 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 ever. But I went because I love Tarantino movies. And
didn't go with us, though, jerk.
Well, I went with my wife.
Yeah, you and your wife could have come with us.
We're not driving all the way to wherever the fuck. We live in the other side of town.
That's what I said.
And you went on a Friday night.
They're like, come to Marietta at fucking 9:30. I'm living Snellville, for God's sake.
Yeah, you're not going to get home until midnight.
It's like an hour away.
I didn't get home until 1 in the morning.
I mean, Jeff acts like we're like 20 years old and shit.
No, we're old people now.
Blame Ira, because it was his fucking choice to go to that show.
Well, where did you go see it?
At the movie theater in Marietta.
Why Marietta of all? I mean,
well, he lives over on the west.
John Mark lives right near that.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so we went to Regal Hollywood 24, which is the theater I always go to because there's a lot of screens there. But they do not have the relaxing.
Yeah, I don't like that
seats.
Theater.
Why?
It's just too murdery.
There's no murders there.
I don't know. I don't like. I've been there several times, and it has a dank odor to it to me. I feel like I'm in the belly of an old ship.
Go to DeKalb Mall or whatever that is, North DeKalb Mall. That,
I won't.
No, that's murder.
The best
mall.
Theater around is that Studio Movie Grill in Marietta, man. It was so fucking good.
No.
The food was good, and mm-mm. The seats, they got those reclining.
Don't fucking bring food while we're watching the movie.
People get to the movie late, and they interrupt, and they talk.
And they order fish and smelly shit.
And chicken fingers that suck.
The freaking forks and knives clanging all through the shit. It's like, I'll cut your throat.
No, I like, the only one of those places I ever really liked was there was one in Sandy Springs that let you smoke. And this was in the late 90s, and then they got, did away with it. But I thought it was awesome to get a pitcher of beer and chain smoke.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're doing. The little font.
No.
It wasn't the font then, but it was that theater, right?
No. This was way up by the driver's license place is there.
Oh, okay.
And this is way up north on Roswell Road.
Wasn't that the Dollar Theater or something?
It became a Dollar Theater.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a second run place, but you'd go see a movie there and, like I said, chain smoke. So.
But the LaFont is still there, is it not?
I don't know. LaFont, it's called something else.
And it's run by former news anchor Bill Tush.
He manages it.
Yeah.
Oh.
As we were talking, we talked to Kevin about that, right? We need to follow up on that.
My theater, and I cannot stress this enough, this is the best theater, is the Colonial in Lawrenceville. It rules. They have all the new red reclining seats. The freaking armrests pull up in between you so you can like snuggle up like you're on a total journey.
Uh-huh.
You can just like coze out.
I might
you
go
can,
to that one.
Go to the Colonial. It's so worth it.
It's not that far from Tucker, right?
No. No, you just jump on 85. You'll be there in like 15 minutes. You'll be there.
Yeah.
And it's a good crowd, too. It's a really good crowd. I'll never go to Mall of Georgia again. They should just tear that place to the ground.
I used to go up there to see the IMAX.
Yeah.
Worst crowd.
IMAX.
You all right there, bud?
Nope.
It's because you're drinking coconut water. There's like coconut rinds in there.
No, there's no pulp in this one. I made a mistake of getting some pulp coconut water the other day.
Coconut
it was disgusting.
Pulp?
Yeah.
Gross. Gross. That's disgusting. That's disgusting. So Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is a good movie, a great movie. I think it's
so fucking good. It's so long, and I was like,
it is, but
I was worried that I was because it's we didn't go to see it till 9:55 at night.
Oh fuck! No wonder you got home.
Did you take your jewel? Were you jeweling?
I did take my jewel, and I was triggered to keep hitting my jewel.
Yeah, there's somebody smoking in every single
everybody's
shot.
Smoking.
Well, it's the '60s.
Yeah,
in Hollywood.
But it was like so long, and I was like, oh god, I'm gonna be so tired and blah blah blah. But I was not bored at all, not even once in this entire movie.
Nope,
there was
not
like even a 30-second section of the movie where I was like, oh god, get on with it already. I didn't think that at all during the entire movie.
It looks so good. Do you think this is his best movie?
Yes.
His best movie ever? I would have to say no to that.
I don't know, man. It's so good, and his budget was so huge, and he recreated the time. Mm-hmm. And the landmarks and
well, it was problematic because it displayed how men were misogynistic to women. But
well, I'm tired of this bullshit.
And Tarantino, by the way, is really goes overboard with his violence against women.
Oh my god!
What are you tired of?
I'm tired of people pretending like history didn't happen. Stop it.
The feet. What? Knock it off with the fucking feet.
He
already.
Likes feet.
I know, but what's he do? Jerking off to the dailies?
I don't even have a problem with him. If they're
showing so many feet,
I just have a problem with he likes the feeler toe. Nobody likes that.
I don't like the feeler. I don't like toes at all. I'm not a foot guy.
I'm not into feet either.
Put some socks on, bitch.
Yeah, come on.
So let's talk about it a little bit without spoiling it. And we'll say the main cast, Margot Robbie plays Sharon Tate.
So good.
Leonardo DiCaprio, Rick Dalton, not a real person.
In the movie, Margot Robbie goes to watch a movie that Sharon Tate is in. And in the movie, they show footage of the movie, and it's really Sharon Tate in the movie. It's not Margot Robbie, but you're like going back and forth and you can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
She really does look like her.
Mm-hmm. And it's the last movie she ever made. It was with Dean Martin, and I don't have it in front of me. So
I've never seen a movie with Sharon Tate. Like, I've only just
You ever seen Valley of the Dolls?
I've never watched that, no.
I've seen that once or twice. She's very beautiful.
She's gorgeous, but did she have a big role in that movie?
I don't think so. I really don't think so. She was just kind of breaking out.
She probably, after she would have had the baby, she probably would have gone on to really...
She was only like 27, right?
We all know that Roman Polanski sacrificed her. I'm reading a book. I'll get to that in a minute. Brad Pitt played a stuntman named Cliff Booth. DiCaprio's character is an actor who's in the waning part of his career, so now he's doing TV roles when he was a star of a TV show that was shot at the Spahn Ranch. And the Spahn Ranch is where the commune was. You also
that was a great scene, too, at the ranch.
Yeah, don't talk about it. Dakota Fanning plays Squeaky Fromm, which is
unrecognizable as Squeaky Fromm. I didn't even
know. You didn't know that was her? I knew that was her. Luke Perry in his final film. He plays a guy in there. Al Pacino plays Martin Schwarz. It's like Schwartz.
He wants to be Leonardo DiCaprio's agent.
So yeah.
He like has a dinner meeting with him and says, look, this is what's going on with your career, blah, blah, blah. This is what you should do.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
But his character's good. Damian Lewis plays Steve McQueen.
Steve McQueen. That was great.
That was a cool scene. Emil Hirsch plays Jay Sebring, who was the hairdresser that was at the house the night they got murdered.
Yeah.
Who was the inspiration for that movie Shampoo.
Shampoo, correct.
Yeah.
Except for he didn't get murdered. Timothy Oliphant had a good little turn as a star of a TV
actor.
Show. They were doing a shooting a pilot. Roman Polanski, I guess he's in it himself. I didn't know who played him. Lena Dunham appears for some reason. She
was one of the Mansion Girls.
Yeah.
I could see that.
James Marsden was in it. Who did he play? I don't remember him.
And I remember him. Either.
Bruce Dern is George Spawn from the Spawn.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, he's dead. Sure. I'm blind.
He's the one who coined the nickname Squeaky because
she squeaked when she came.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Who squeaks when she comes? Zappa song.
Paying that rent.
What rent? God, there's so many people in this movie, and it's so well done. Everybody does a great job. I'm trying to find a couple different
people. That little girl from American Housewife.
Oh, yeah.
Was the little actress girl.
Yeah, DiCaprio. Tarantino saw her on TV and said he had to have her in the movie.
Oh, really?
She was great.
Yeah, she was really good.
I liked. I saw that one of the Manson girls, it looked like one of the one chick from Fosse Verdon, the one that was with Bob Fosse towards the end of his life.
It was her.
She's such a great actress.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I wasn't alive then. None of us were alive then, but we all know.
I was almost alive.
Ad nauseum. A little more than a month later.
Yep.
We all know the story, though. We've all watched the movies. Remember that 70s TV movie?
Helter Skelter.
It was awful.
Yeah, it scared the shit out of me.
And now that you know more about it, and I know a lot about the Manson shit, he wasn't that nuts in the courtroom. They really amped it up, and they took everything from Helter Skelter.
Mm-hmm.
What was I going to say?
He had a very sad life.
Who?
Manson.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, like, from the moment he was born, he
was institutionalized his whole life. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, his mom was such a piece of shit, mm-hmm. and, I mean, it didn't get much worse than his.
And then he read a book called How to Win Friends and Influence Others, I believe mm-hmm. was the name of it. And that book was Bob Dylan's favorite book. A lot of people love that book. And that's how he learned how to manipulate people. Use his charms from prison and manipulate people and to be what he wanted them to be.
And if not for the Beach Boys, he may never have gotten them to murder those people.
Well, Dennis Wilson.
Yeah. If it wasn't for Dennis Wilson pissing him off.
It was the other guy.
Terry Melcher.
Yeah, Melcher.
Yeah, but it was the connection, though, because they both just kind of dropped his ass.
Oh, yeah. And Terry Melcher is, and I'll get to this in my stat pick in a little bit, because it's this new book that I found. Through listening to a podcast that I don't normally listen to. And I went out and bought the audiobook right away. But Terry Melcher was
the audiobook store down at the mall.
Yes, I did. Terry Melcher was dating Candace Bergen, lived in that house, a Cielo Drive house.
Right.
And moved out. And who was staying there was some dude owned the house and he lived, you know, near it. And So it's either speculated that Manson sent them there to kill Melcher, but he knew Melcher didn't live there anymore. So he sent them there to scare Terry Melcher, you know, kill him and scare Terry Melcher. But this book I'm reading says that Terry Melcher actually went to the ranch after the murders.
Ooh.
And when the guy's interviewing him, the guy, you know, Melcher gets pissed at him and says, I'm not having this anymore. And he's dead now, so you can't follow up anymore.
Like, but he knew that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why would he go to the ranch?
See, this whole thing, it's weird. So the speculation is that this was all MK Ultra and CIA stuff, and it gets real, real crazy down the rabbit hole. But it's not the first time I've heard that. I listen to conspiracy podcasts, but they're audio archives of this lady that used to do a show in California from the late 60s all the way until the 80s, and her name is Mae Brussel. And she did all these conspiracy shows, Mae Brussel, and she talked about Manson being a patsy. So this was recorded in the early 70s, or late 70s.
Everybody knows the gay frogs made Manson do it.
Yeah, well, I know that. I know.
You don't think it could have just very well been as simple as the fact that he wasn't right in the head, obviously.
No.
And he just focused everything on that address, that Cielo Drive. These are the people that he was never going to be, that shut him out. And it didn't matter who lived there.
Could be that.
They
be
were
that.
Going to die. And right. He wanted everybody to see what they could do to them.
Well, they also recorded one of his songs, changed the lyrics, and didn't give him a songwriting credit.
Yeah, of course, apparently. And it's like, hey, guys, I'm not a Manson fan. Not at all. I think he's pretty bad, and I'm glad he's dead. But I'm just, they say he was a really good musician. Like, Dennis Wilson took a lot of his
He wasn't a good musician at all.
Like, he was a good singer or something like that.
You be the judge.
Good lyricist.
Here. This is Charles.
Pretty girl. Pretty, pretty girl.
Good song, right?
Cease to exist. Just... come and say you love me.
Is it Dylan-esque?
Am I wrong? It's not bad.
It's not.
Give it up, sounds like everything else from that time.
Come on, you can't be.
All right, now you heard that. Now here's the Beach Boys. When it eventually starts.
Good, good, good.
Good vibe. We're killing people on CLO. The Brian Wilson drug addict. Here we go. And here we go.
Oh, come on.
Same song. Cease to exist. Submission is a gift. Those are lines from the other song.
I gotta say, I like Manson's version better.
I did too.
It's a lot more pure.
Didn't the Guns N' Roses record a...
Yeah, they did.
Spaghetti Incident. They recorded one of his songs too.
I did not know that.
No. So there's a lot of weird shit surrounding Manson and Hollywood. And I, you know, there's a podcast called You Must Remember This. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, we listened to it several times.
You do like it. What's her name? That Karina Longworth.
Yeah.
Hosts it. She has that radio.
I didn't like her last season.
I didn't listen to that.
No.
I've listened to the Manson one 3 times, and it's about 15 episodes, and they're all hour long. That is the best podcast I've ever heard to break down the whole thing. And not that I'm obsessed with murder or anything like that. It's just that cultural turning point, that fulcrum that the 60s turned on that. Right after Woodstock, when everything peaked and all, everybody's happy and peace and love, and then all of a sudden this comes along, which what leads me to think that it's media manipulation, that it was used as a tool to scare society. That's what I think. And I'm not kidding. I believe that. I think that somehow, some way, organizations were involved with
LBJ.
Not LBJ. LBJ wouldn't pay attention to that. But Vincent Bugliosi, who wrote the Helter Skelter book and also prosecuted Manson and the others, I think that he withheld things from the trial because Manson was more plugged into Hollywood than most people know or thought.
This was just them trying to crush the hippie movement.
Is crush it or put an end to it, yeah. Crush it or put an end to it.
I don't, you know, I think all conspiracy theories have probably some bit of truth to
them. A kernel of truth in them, yep. We don't talk about conspiracy theories on this show.
If I ever started killing you, there'd be none of you left.
If I ever started killing you, there'd be none of you left. So, you know, there's a treasure trove of Charles Manson shit on YouTube. All of his interviews, Diane Sawyer, Geraldo Rivera, Tom...
Brokaw?
No, Tom, who used to host the Tomorrow Show. Tom, and he was on
Tom
after...
Tom Snyder?
Tom Snyder, yeah. He was the first person to interview him in jail after the events.
Is this when he... did he have the swastika?
He had an X, and then he turned it into a swastika.
Right. Okay. All right. Gotcha.
And I think Charlie Rose did one of the last interviews.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did he touch him inappropriately?
Then he raped
him. That's what I was going to say. Did he rape him?
He slipped him a Mickey and had sex with him.
All right. This is what I want to know, beyond all the Manson whatnot.
Yeah.
I have heard such telling about Brad Pitt and DiCaprio that they have this unbelievable chemistry.
They do.
Like, it's such a good buddy.
They're bros.
What I want to know is, and to me, within the last 6-7 years, I think the best that I've seen of that was Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling and The Nice Guys.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that they're that good?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm
then
not
that,
a big
that's,
Russell Crowe fan, so I'm.
I'm not, and I don't. I'm just not. I'm not trying to.
And
you know,
the relationship between Brad Pitt and his dog, you're gonna fucking.
Yeah,
die
you're gonna.
I'm excited about that.
I was telling somebody about it. Saying that the dog's the best part. Does it die? I'm like, no. I will spoil it. The dog does not die.
All right.
Dog's the hero of the whole fucking movie,
all right,
man.
All right. So there's some. Jeff posted this thing, Easter eggs. I don't know if we can say any of them without spoiling it, but there's a lot of attention to detail. So when they're watching TV. And NBC comes on, you hear the doom, doom, doom.
Mm-hmm.
They show a lot of real TV shows and movies, like Man from U.N.C.L.E., Land of the Giants, Batman, Lady in the Cement. They mentioned Batman and Robin being on TV, the Dick Van Dyke Show, all sorts of shit. Everything that they do is derivative from something that existed.
Is Sam Jackson in this?
No.
No.
How many times did they say the N-word?
None.
None.
Yep. Wow. Bravo, Quentin.
Yep. He made a movie without saying
it. I'm proud of him.
There is a callback to Inglourious Basterds in this, which I'm not going to spoil for you. There's a lot of talk about spaghetti westerns.
I love them.
Well, yeah. So I want to talk more.
I'm surprised that he isn't. You think he's still hurt about Sergio what is the name, Maroney, Sir, you know, the guy that did the score for Django.
Sergio Leone.
Or not Django. Yeah, he did the score for The Hateful Eight,
mm-hmm.
and he said a lot of bad stuff about Tarantino afterwards.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that he didn't think he had a, even an ounce of talent.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Timothy Oliphant's great in it. And then they have all the old restaurants and everything and the recreations. It's just fantastic. So I would see it if you have time.
Oh, we plan on hopefully going this Saturday morning to catch the matinee. I like to go when there's as few people as possible because that's the less chance of somebody fucking it up for
me. One last thing. When they're at the Playboy Mansion, some actress plays Mama Cass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's cool as shit.
Is it the lady from This Is Us?
No. Mama Cass wasn't that big.
Cameron Manheim?
Yeah, Cameron. No, it's not Cameron. Cameron Manheim's too old. And Cameron Manheim actually carried it well, unlike the lady from This Is Us. They throw her on all those morning shows.
Yeah, I know.
They had her on a cooking segment the other day, and I'm looking at it. I don't get it.
No. This was the same thing. They did the same crap with Gabrielle Sidibe.
They did? Oh, yeah.
Gabrielle Cinnabon?
Whatever. Yeah, yeah.
Precious?
Yeah.
Precious! A lot of Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Let's get some good
tunes. That was the music
of
the day.
Yeah, I know.
With some Yardbirds.
Oh, that scene with...
What?
With Bruce Lee.
Yeah, the scene with Bruce Lee is great, too. All right, so we're done yapping about it.
Yeah.
Who played Bruce Lee?
Just some actor.
Some actor he looked just like
him. He did. Because it was... What was it? It was him from Kato, right? He was dressed up like Kato?
Yeah. On the set of
The Green Hornet.
Green Hornet, yeah.
Wow. So check it out. I love it. I'm going to keep saying check it out until I stop saying check it out. Yeah, this girl here, the feet thing, yeah, she had her feet all over the place.
And Margot Robbie had her feet up at the movies the whole time.
Yep.
I don't understand why he does that.
Do you think there'll be a lot of Dragon Connors? Is there costumes from this that would be recognizable?
I don't think so. I mean, you could go as Manson, I suppose, but that's not really fun cosplay, I don't think.
Well, you could go as Rick Dalton if you had the pit bull, right?
Yeah, you could. You totally could. Hey guys, here's another one of Radio Labyrinth's awesome sponsors, Bailey Tree Care LLC in Gainesville, Georgia. You can contact Nick Bailey at 770-530-9421 or Jason Chappell at 404-234-2599. Bailey Tree Care. They are Northeast Georgia's premier choice for high-quality tree care services at affordable prices. Their tree care experts bring an excellent safety record and over 10 years of experience in the industry. Bailey Tree Care specializes in residential products and offers free estimates for all your tree service needs. Residential tree care, certified arborists and tree climber, tree trimming and pruning, tree removal, stump grinding and removal, shrub trimming, pruning, underbrush clearing, and mulch and firewood sale. Safety, professionalism, and affordability. Call them today to discuss your tree care need. That's Bailey Tree Care, LLC.
10 years ago, no one knew me. I was part of the famous no-name defense. Then we built our reputation by being fast. Now, I don't want to lose that. I drink light beer from Miller because it doesn't fill me up, has a third less calories than a regular beer, and it tastes great. Now, everyone knows me.
Hey, I know you. You're,
Nick Bonacani.
Nope, that's not it.
Light beer from Miller. Everything you always wanted in a beer, and less.
All right, here's one thing that all three of us watched. The Boys.
Oh, my God.
How about it?
I want to lick this show. I want to just...
Were you expecting it? Did you have any expectations? Did you know anything about it?
You brought it up, right?
Yeah.
And then I started seeing the previews for it, and then I was like, well, I don't know where the premise, but until, spoiler alert.
Yeah, by the way, if you haven't watched The Boys, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, stop listening now.
Only 8 episodes, which was disappointing, but at least there's a second season.
How many of the books did they cover, you think?
You'd have to ask our friend Sean. Yeah.
When the moment when A-Train ran through his girlfriend.
Yeah. Right there at the beginning?
That's when I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah, me too. I was just floored. I was like, what the fuck did I just watch?
And we couldn't get enough of it. We were obsessed with it.
I'm going to rewatch it.
Yeah, I'll rewatch it. And they're every character. Just incredible.
Let's talk about some of the actors. Okay, first of all, the main actor, Carl Urban, plays Billy Butcher.
And he doesn't look anything like he does in the comic books.
No, he has a beard.
Yeah.
I'm so glad he used his real accent. It's nice to hear him like that.
Jack Quaid, who is
Meg Ryan,
and
talk about making you feel old. Quaid. Like, yeah. I remember old people magazines when they were still together.
Yeah.
Well, baby Jack, I was like a year after I graduated.
It's like Uma
high
Thurman's
school.
Daughter.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, it's even worse though, because Jack Quaid's 27 years old.
Yep. Uh huh. Oh, by the way, she's in the Manson movie, or Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh,
she
really?
She plays one of the Manson girls.
Oh, okay.
So Jack Quaid is really good as Huey Campbell. Now, in the comic book, Huey Campbell is drawn as Jeff.
Simon Pegg.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ah.
Simon Pegg plays his father dad. In the show, yep. But his character is Simon Pegg. That's how he's drawn. Totally Simon Pegg.
He's so understated as the father.
Oh, I know.
He didn't, you know, I mean, he's good as that, but mm-hmm. like he didn't really go off with it or whatever. It's weird hearing him with an American accent.
A bad American yeah. accent, but yeah. he's good. Anthony Starr from that show Jeff liked on Cinemax.
The ultimate. He is the...
Homelander.
My God, is he the worst? He's the most evil villain.
Evil Superman.
Oh, my God.
They go to rescue a plane that has been hijacked. They kill all the people, and then they accidentally blow a hole in the fucking thing, and they just kill them all.
I mean, yeah, he just lets them die.
Yep. Get back or I'll fucking laser you. Dominique McElliott plays Queen Maeve.
She's really good.
Yep. She is. I like that character. Aaron Moriarty is Annie January. Jesse Usher is A-Train. He's fantastic in mm-hmm. that role.
He really is.
Laz Alonso is Mother's Milk. Mother's Milk is a fucking cool character.
Great character.
There's no bad casting.
No.
Chase Crawford is the Deep, the guy who likes to fuck dolphins.
He's so funny. Oh, my God. When he towards the end when he was just having that nervous breakdown.
Uh-huh.
when he fucking killed that dolphin.
Yeah. He was trying to save it. He ended up killing it. Oh, God. Why isn't she listed here? This is stupid.
Elizabeth Shue?
No. Elizabeth Shue is great. I'll get to her in a second. But the girl, the main girl in the...
You said her name already. You said her name was Annie January. It's
Starlight. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Aaron Moriarty,
that character. Starlight, right?
Yeah.
In the comic book, like four or five guys run a gangbang train on her mouth.
Oh,
In the TV show, she blows the Deep.
Well, I mean, she did blow him in this one.
Yeah. But in the comic book, it's like four guys.
Oh, wow.
I think three or four guys.
I guess they figured that was
a little gratuitous for television, I think.
Yeah.
All right. I'm a dummy. I should have mentioned it. Let's see. Who else do we have? The female, played by Karen Fukuhara. The female's awesome. The Asian lady that claws people. Yeah.
Oh, Kimiko.
Yeah, Kimiko.
Yeah.
Her name is the female in the comic book,
oh,
too.
Oh, okay.
Great character. Fucking amazing the way she handles herself. Black Noir is funny when he sits down and plays the piano. That's Nathan Mitchell. And Madeline Stilwell, Elizabeth Shue, fantastic job. She played a great bitchy CEO. I love always milking her tits and then Homelander staring through the wall. So he's Superman, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, he's like a cross between Superman and Captain America.
Yeah, and they don't...
But evil.
Is he... He's like... He was raised from a child to be this way, right?
In the lab.
I think he was the first one.
Yeah, raised in the lab.
And
yeah.
They didn't know.
Yeah, and then Frenchie, you didn't mention him. He was great.
Oh, yeah, Frenchie's great.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Who plays Frenchie? Tomer Capone, or whatever.
So funny.
We already mentioned Jennifer Esposito's good as the CIA agent.
Mm-hmm.
Who else did I really like? The Ann Cusack.
Yeah, Joan Cusack and John's...
As Starlight's mom. Perfect.
No, wait a minute.
Yeah, Ann Cusack.
She was the religious lady. That was
the mother of Starlight.
Wasn't that a Cusack that played the PR chick? The little evil PR chick?
I don't think
so. The one that ended up getting fired? Because, oh my God, she reminded me so much of Joan Cusack. It was unbelievable.
Uh-oh, that's not her.
Oh, okay.
That's, what about Popclaw?
Popclaw was great.
Popclaw, don't perform analingus on Popclaw. Haley Joel Osment.
Oh, yeah, he was great as Mesmer. Mm-hmm. That was a really good little turn.
Go ahead.
No, it's nothing.
Billy Zane as himself. I love that they go to the comic book show to try to, or they go to the con to find Haley Joel Osment's character,
yeah.
And a bunch of other people. I highly recommend. We all recommend this show. I think
it's on Amazon.
Probably one of the Amazon Prime. Yeah, one of the best shows to come out this year. I think
for our crowd, for people like us, I mean, you can't make a better show than this.
I have a kind of that Blood Drive feel. Remember how excited we all were about Blood Drive?
Only this is better.
Oh, it's a better show.
It's far,
but
superior.
I loved Blood Drive because
I love Blood Drive too.
A lot of fun. We'll never see another, but
it was, you know, really, it was way over the top. This actually has a good plot, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of reveals along the way, mm-hmm. even to the last episode. That was, I mean, when he burned her fucking eyes, I'm like, damn. So do you think that baby, obviously, her baby, mm-hmm. it's got the shit in it. You know it does, because there's no way she's going to have a baby without that crap in it.
Right.
Right? So do you think, like, all of the recent ones, are they all derived from Homelander?
No, they're all derived from that Formula V.
Yeah, but she had to get pregnant somehow.
So was that baby Homelander's is what I'm wondering.
That's what I'm thinking.
I think it's Homelander's.
Because they told him he couldn't have any, but obviously he can. So that's what I'm wondering. And do you think that, because, you know, dude hit the C4 and he got him out. You think he got the baby out? Elizabeth Shue's baby?
He hit the C4. They weren't there when he hit the C4.
A superhero and won't blow up on the explosion.
Oh.
Remember?
Yeah.
She was like, get my baby out of here. Get my baby out of here.
Someone has a theory that was a dream at the end when he woke up on the lawn.
I don't think so.
No?
I think that was real.
So it turns out his wife left him to be with Homelander and didn't tell him?
No, to raise the kid.
Mm-hmm. All Homelander didn't even know about the kid until the very...
found out,
Well, why did she leave her husband then?
I think it's because she knew that she couldn't have that kid with her husband,
mm-hmm.
and it was her kid, and they also wanted her to keep it a secret because they didn't want Homelander to know.
To find out. Okay.
Right.
All right.
So I think the company has kept her hidden all this time.
Oh, all right.
But it does look like she didn't get raped. It looks like she was in there diddling Homelander.
Y'all notice who ran that company, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Gus.
Yeah, Giancarlo. What's his name?
Giancarlo Esposito.
Gus Fring.
Yeah, Gus Fring.
Yeah, that was like, oh man, they couldn't think of anybody better to do it than
he's
this.
Great.
Oh, it was perfect. So I'm sure they'll expand his role in season two, which I've read that season two is going to be mostly them filming their movie called The Dawn of the Seven.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be filming that, and there's a good possibility that Seth Rogen will be playing a version of Agent Coulter.
Really?
Yeah. So he may have a recurring role.
He was supposed to direct a bunch of them, him and Evan Goldberg, but they got busy doing other stuff and couldn't do it.
It is a good lead-in for Preacher, which returns this week, right?
Yep.
And our good friends over at Mike TV will be doing a recap episode of every Preacher episode this season. That'll be Lisa Krause.
I may be going over there. I may be hanging out and doing that with them.
And Rockdale Tigers. So you might be doing that together.
Might be doing that with them. It's very possible. Mm, yeah. And I think they're going to talk about the boys, too, in more in depth or whatever.
Mr. Poole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if not that, if I don't go this one, then I'm definitely going to be on the first Preacher episode. I've told her I'm definitely doing that.
Have you been watching Legion?
No.
Yeah, I haven't either.
No, this whole season's been really good. You should watch it.
I'm going to binge watch all three.
Yeah, eventually. I'll probably watch it eventually. It's just, it's a lot.
So it's demanding of your, it's demanding you pay attention.
Not this season.
No?
No, they righted the ship, man. Everything's been fucking spot on. And this week's episode was so fucking good with, what's his name from Flight of the Conchords?
Jermaine.
Jason Mantzoukas is really good this week also.
Now, have you seen the trailer for Preacher?
Yeah.
Season 4?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I love the I don't love Hitler, of course, but I love the fact that he's running some
Hilter.
Yeah. Is that his name, Hilter?
Yeah, that's an employee of the month.
Yeah, Hilter.
Adolf Hilter or whatever.
Well, if he's right at this ship, because I didn't like last season.
No, last season sucked.
But I felt like that about Stranger Things, too. I didn't care for that. But I loved
season
3.
I didn't really like it very much either.
But I like season 3. So, I mean, I could believe you with that, which also leads me to, so Noah Hawley, I didn't really love season 3 of Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't love it. Not like I did 1 and 2. So I'm wondering if season 4, where he's going back to the 50s, and it's going to be more about the races, about the blacks coming to Minnesota. I'm not sure about Chris Rock being one of the stars.
He can act.
Yeah.
Can he?
Yeah, I've seen him act.
Pootie
Tang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
CB4.
Uh-huh. Yep. I don't know about that.
No, is he in CB4? I don't want to sound like...
He is in CB4. He's the star of CB4.
Is he in Pootie Tang?
He is in Pootie Tang.
Okay, good.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
He's not in Pootie Tang at all, no.
It's terrible of me, right?
That's Tim Meadows.
Oh, damn. Nuh-uh. Somebody Google that. Jeff, you find
no.
out.
No.
All right, we'll just be stupid.
No, that's the ladies' man.
Got to be casually racist.
Anyway, but yeah, so I'm wondering if he'll season four of Fargo is going to be.
It'll be good.
Yeah, season three was the one with the twins, right? Ewan McGregor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really care for that.
Yeah,
it was all right.
It was all right.
But it was disappointing at the end.
Not when one and two were so great, and three was like, meh.
Mm.
So I'm hoping four is going to be really good. Because he said he wasn't going to do it unless he had a great idea. So
are you going to watch The Terror Infamy?
Of course I am.
All right. Did you listen to that interview?
I did. Great interview, Tim.
Oh, you liked it? Did you seriously like it?
Yeah.
You didn't think he was too serious?
No.
I liked it when you guys got in a big fight about Trump.
We didn't get in a fight about Trump. He only mentioned him once, and you didn't hear it because they clipped it out.
Oh, you did.
Just like our current president, Trump. I cut it out because I don't want people, fuck him. I love the guy, and I revere him.
You said, hold on, and you got Roseanne Barr on the phone, and you both ganged up on him.
Yeah. No, I love, I revere him. I believe that he's pop culture royalty, and I don't give a shit what he thinks, and he doesn't give a shit what I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I respect him. I don't care, if he doesn't like the president. I'm trying to be more that way.
I'm glad. Yeah. I mean, I feel the same way. I don't care if people.
A lot of comedians I can't follow that I like, though, because every day it's just shut up.
Well, I've blotted out everything I can. Trump's name is not even in my. I've got it blocked. So if you're even talking about him, it doesn't come up.
I'm thinking
of
filtering Baltimore, but then I'll never see the scores for the Orioles. I'm tired of hearing about Baltimore.
You can't watch The Wire anymore.
I know. Why can't you watch The Wire?
Because it's set in Baltimore.
Oh, God. I don't do a Baltimore. Bulmer accent.
Oh, speaking of, you saw Sonia Sand. She got arrested this week.
Yeah.
Cocaine.
Who's Sonia Sand?
She was on The Wire.
Who'd she play on The Wire?
The hot lesbian cop.
Yeah.
Oh, she did. She got arrested for what?
Cocaine. This week.
Cocaine. I ran into Snoop once in Little Five Points.
Oh, that'd be scary.
No,
she was scary.
She was doing a book signing. I was just walking down the street. I had gone to the Variety to see a show, and we were leaving, walking back, and I saw her standing there. I went, oh my God, Snoop. Hey, what's up? And I said, what are you doing here? She goes, I'm doing a book signing. It was like some record shop. Turns out it was a lesbian, so like a whole lesbian thing. And I just walk in and I'm like, I want Snoop's autograph. So I bought her book and got the autograph. I didn't care.
I mean, she's like a legit gangster.
She's cool as shit, though. Yeah. She was real nice. And I was getting all these looks like, this dude is in here? Why is this dude here? I'm like, I don't care. You're Snoop. I'm walking down the street.
Well, I guess you assholes never watched The Wire. I don't know. She was a hell of a villain.
Yeah, man. You've been scissoring too much.
I bought socks from Bubbles one time.
Socks? Oh, you did from Bubs? What happened to that guy? That guy's a great actor.
Yeah,
he was just in something.
Anthony, what is his, Royo, but what's his first name? Anthony or something like that?
I just saw him.
Andre Royo?
Yeah, I just saw him in a movie with Steve Carell where he played that reporter for the Rolling Stone and his son got hooked on crack. It's a true story and he did everything he could to get him off of it and he even smoked crack just so he'd know what the hell it felt like. That's a good-ass movie.
Okay.
Get you really high.
Yeah. I think it's called This Boy.
This Something Boy. Like that. That's a good song. Yeah. This Boy. This Boy. Radio Labyrinth is sponsored by Atlanta Pizza in Ural, 1565 Georgia 138 in beautiful Conyers, Georgia. Atlanta Pizza in Ural is a longtime local favorite, serving the best pizzas, Euros, Italian beef sandwiches, hot subs, spaghetti, lasagna, and Greek salads in a relaxed, casual setting. Since 1983.
Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/ATL Pizza. Interact with other diners, check out the menu, and even start your order. Or AtlantaPizzaEuro.com.
Hey there, radios. This is Dean, a.k.a. The Rockdale Tiger, inviting you to listen to this week's episode of Mike TV as we continue to discuss the final season of FX's Legion. This week, Sid gets adopted by two familiar faces from the past. Join Lisa and I as we discuss life in the astral plane, who's afraid of the big bad wolf, and resolving conflicts with rap battles. All this and more on this week's episode of Mike TV. Also, be on the lookout for a bonus episode as we give you a Garth Ennis extravaganza and discuss The Boys and preview the upcoming final season of AMC's Preacher.
Okay, guys, I want to tell you what's going on. save the date. In fact, buy your tickets. Starting Monday, if you're not a Radio Labyrinth patron, you can buy tickets to our live show, which is Friday, August 30th at Relapse Theater, starting at 8 p.m. Our tickets are available to patrons now, and Jeff posted that on our Facebook page. So far, we have some guests lined up, Joe Galois and Josh Warren. And I believe Josh Warren and I will be doing a short segment from something we're going to try to work on called Trumpy Brewster.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Joe Pettis thinks he's going to be able to make it, but he's not positive yet. And Lace also said she wants going to try to come, and she doesn't know if Jared will be able to or not yet, but she's going to let us know.
Well, we're going to have to talk to them about what they want to do, but we'll put on a good show for you. And then hopefully Ming Chen will come by and say hello.
Yeah, Ming said he wanted to come by.
We are going to have all sorts of prizes, door prizes. We're not going to do the costume contest.
Oh, I thought we were.
No, you can come. Listen, you can cosplay if you like. It is Dragon Con weekend, and we'll have some cool-ass door prizes to give away. I got Mike Hall from Atlanta Pizza and Euro is going to hook us up with a gift certificate.
Nice.
Mary Todd Hairdressing, where I used to work, they're going to hook us up with a cool certificate. So if you haven't been there, it's really cool. Jeff's working on some stuff. We're going to have Radio Labyrinth hats and T-shirts for sale. And stickers to give away. You still have some of those stickers?
Yeah,
we'll give those away. And it'll be a fun night, man. We're just going to have a good time, record the show, and we want you all to come out and enjoy yourself. So that is August 30th, Relapse Theater, 8 p.m.
Is the bar going to be open?
Yeah, the bar will be open, absolutely. Okay. Will you be there?
Yes.
I told you I'm coming.
Steph's coming.
I told you I'm coming.
And Autumn's coming.
Okay, good. And Greg,
we're all going to be there.
Who's not on the show, but he may be there.
Well, that'd be great.
Yeah.
I got one topic for you. Hey, did you guys see the Irishman trailer?
I haven't seen the trailer yet. I've been wanting to see it.
Oh, God. I can't wait to see it.
I've been dying. I mean, I've been reading about it
for a year.
They're
saying Netflix is spending tons of money to try and get Oscar nominations for it.
Well, they are putting it out in the theater, too. Limited release, but it's going to be on Netflix. And it's De Niro. It's Joe Pesci. It's who else? Lots of people.
First thing, this is a little...
Pacino.
Yeah, Pacino.
Pesci hasn't done anything in,
he hasn't,
what,
in
10 years?
Years? Yeah, it's been forever. And I think they coaxed him out of retirement to do this.
Amazing.
Now,
can't wait.
Pacino is playing Jimmy Hoffa.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. This is based on a book called the Painter or The House Painter or something like that. And it looks like they're doing some CGI to have him look younger. Because it used to be those guys would be in a movie and they'd get older.
Yeah.
Like in Goodfellas. But now they have to go back and do the CGI to make them look younger. So,
so crazy. I have watched Goodfellas. I've watched it so many times. I feel like I'm in the movie.
Yeah, same here.
I mean, it's like a part of, it's a part of me now.
Uh-huh. I love that movie.
I love it. So, I mean, it's, I don't care when it's on, I'm going to watch it.
I like Goodfellas better than The Godfather. As far as gangster movies now, as far as epic films that are beautifully shot and well done, Godfather obviously wins.
Yeah, but it's not, it doesn't have the rewatchability. Goodfellas is just funny.
Godfather 2 has it. I love both of them.
You think the humor, you think it's at Goodfellas humor level?
No, it doesn't have humor in it. I just think they're beautiful films.
All right, fair enough. But I'm saying, like, as far as like movies I'm going to watch over and over,
mm-hmm.
The Departed.
Yeah.
Casino.
Get your period.
Goodfellas. Yeah. Exactly. Oh, God. I love The Departed. Oh,
so
my God.
I
love it so much.
I love that my wife likes it. Whenever it's on, we'll both watch it.
Well, it's her people.
Yeah. You salty fucking asshole.
Is your wife like City on the Hill?
Yeah, I haven't watched it.
You haven't?
I watched the first two episodes, and we were looking for something to watch last night before she went to bed, and she said, "Do you want to watch City on the Hill?" And I said, "I've only seen one episode."
Mm.
So good.
Yeah, she loves it.
What about Shutter Island?
Shutter Island? I like that movie.
Jeff's never seen it.
Nope.
Never?
Nope.
It's interesting.
I was saying to him, I felt like that would be another good one for Chase Williams to do as a musical. Because it's sad as shit.
Yeah, I know. God, that, getting back to the musical, Manchester by the Sea, the musical, which we brought up earlier, you totally got to listen to that shit.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to get an interview with that guy on the podcast.
And you got another interview. Oh, Steph had some good news. We'll get to it. Well, just tell us now. So August 11th is when Squidbillies debuts?
Yeah.
Okay, August 11th, the new season of Squidbillies comes back, and we have some breaking news.
Well, so like back in 2017,
mm-hmm.
I rode your coattails.
You didn't ride anybody's coattails. You
guys
were
went together,
in.
Though.
Well, we showed up at the same time.
Oh, I thought you
I
went
would,
together.
But so, yeah, they had us come in, and which you knew you were going to get it. You've
I
done it
know.
Several times. But
I had to read in my own voice, so I don't know that I'm going to get that.
Oh, you still haven't heard the word?
You went back and redubbed shit. So
I know I'm in it, but at that time I was auditioning in my own voice, not doing a character.
Well, I was asked to come in and maybe do a little tryout for Squibbillies.
Yes.
And I did, and it was so much fun. I had such a blast doing it, and then I've never heard anything since. So I thought, well, they threw that shit in the trash. I was terrible. I sucked. And today, I got an email from Roger Black that said they want to use it. They're finishing the episode this week, and I'm going to be in this episode.
That's awesome. Do you remember what episode it was?
It's something to do with...
Without revealing too much?
Okay, so I'm...
Tourists come to...
Then I'm in that one, too.
It's like a Halloween one.
We're both in that one.
Yeah.
We're the tourists, and Dan Halen has something going on.
Yeah. It's like a haunted house or something like that.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I think both of us are in that.
Yes.
If I'm still in it, if they haven't replaced me yet.
Well, I was, but that's all we can say, right? Like,
yeah, don't.
I was going to be in it till Tim re-recorded all my lines.
No, they morphed the characters together.
Yeah.
Oh, my fault.
I don't think they'd let you do it, Jeff, because they already have an H. John Benjamin.
Yeah.
I got that dry mouth.
You sound like H. John Benjamin.
H. John Benjamin.
In, what's the show?
Home Movies.
Home Movies. You sound just like Jason. That's your curse.
My geode must be acknowledged.
So, I can't wait. We're going to try to get Dana Snyder on the show.
He's in town next week, and I'm in talks with the people that lined up all those interviews for us for Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell.
Yeah.
I'm talking to them.
They were happy with that, right?
Yeah. And they reached out to me and asked if we wanted to have people from Squidbillies on.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, for sure. And she said, Dana's going to be in town next week, so we're going to try and work it out to get him. Possibly Dave, and if that doesn't work out, then maybe soon we could get Jim Fortier and Dave both together to come.
That's cool.
That'd be very cool.
No unknown Henson?
Nah, they weren't proffering him. I mean, he's touring and stuff.
He tours, And when he does an interview, he's completely in character. We had him on the Regular Guys once and trying to talk to him outside of, you know, what is his real name? Stu something or other?
Yeah.
And he wouldn't get out of it. He had the fake...
The vampire teeth
and the fake sideburns. You know, I saw him once. He used to tour with Billy Bob Thornton's band.
Oh, yeah.
And they were doing an interview on Canadian radio, and he was totally himself. Mm. He wasn't unknown.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, he's...
I saw Big Mike Geyer at the ELO concert.
You did?
Yeah.
And just as he was just Big Mike, right?
Yeah,
did you say hi to
himself?
Him?
Yeah, I did.
What did he say?
He said, "Hey, how you doing?" And that was about it.
Had you ever met him before?
I've been to the shows with the clown kid.
You've seen those shows?
Yeah.
Where?
At the...
It's Puddle's Pity Party.
Yeah, Fox Theater, I think.
Yeah,
was
Puddle's
the
Pity
we
Party.
To.
This
Puddle's
guy
Pity
is one of the
Party,
best
yeah.
singers in the city.
Oh,
he's so good.
If you've never been to his Christmas special... At the Variety.
I went to that one year.
It's amazing. It's incredible.
Yeah, the guy is a wonderful fucking showman. Mm-hmm. And they did that Elvis show every year. That was
Elvis
awesome,
shows,
too.
Yeah.
And
isn't he always at, what is it, Trader Vic's or something like that? It's one of those, the Tiki Bar.
Yeah.
He plays there pretty regularly.
But when he's doing Puddles, he's completely in the Puddles character. And that is so awesome. Mm-hmm. So. Anyway, so what else do we got to talk about? Oh, who died? Who died?
Oh, my God.
Who
I was
died?
So sad about the one.
Roosie Taylor?
Don't know.
The voice of
Martin Lawrence.
Prince. Martin Prince.
Martin Lawrence.
Martin Prince. Motherfucker.
Hey.
Yeah, Martin Prince on The Simpsons.
Martin. Yeah, she's Martin Prince and also...
Minnie Mouse.
Minnie Mouse. But also, she's the Reverend Lovejoy's twins.
Oh, yeah.
And she's the German kid.
That kid has bosoms.
She did a ton of voices, and tons of voices, and I don't know how they're going to replace her.
Wow.
They got to die eventually. I mean, do you think The Simpsons will outlive the main cast?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, how old is like Dan Castellaneta?
They got to be in their 60s or 70s. Yeah. Obviously, you know, Marge has to be in her 70s. She was on Rhoda.
Yeah, that's true.
Hello, this is Carlton, your doorman.
I mean, Bart's what... Probably 50.
She's got to be in her 60s.
She's older than that.
You think, really?
Yeah, she was a teenager. She must have been in her 20s.
Twilight Zone movie.
Twilight Zone movie. Do you remember that movie?
Absolutely. And she played he put the zipper on her mouth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or got rid of her mouth. There was no zipper.
That was so creepy. That whole family thing.
That's the one that scared me the most. I would never want to be around that kid.
Really? That one scared you the most? Mm-hmm. The plane. That one scared me. And even though I know that was a remake from the Shatner original, but it still scared the shit out of me. John Lithgow with the... because I was...
I like Dan Aykroyd. You want to see something really scary?
Yeah. Lots of talk about John Landis in that book that I was reading, that Wild and Crazy Guys.
I bought that book.
So good. Just finished it.
I actually bought the book. So who narrates it?
Curtis Armstrong.
Oh, fuck. I should have done that.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
you got to listen to the audiobook. And I was so sad about finishing that book that I bought Curtis Armstrong's autobiography that he reads.
All right, I'm going to get the audiobook even though I have the book.
That's why I love him on American Dad.
Yep.
He's so great on there.
I don't read enough, like read.
Yeah, I'm not going to either.
I know. I love audiobooks.
And Curtis Armstrong's so good on that book.
All right, I'll have to do that.
And one thing you know about John Landis,
mm-hmm.
never let your kids be in a movie that he's directing and there's a helicopter involved.
Oh, Jesus.
There's
or
a
your
lot of
dad.
Talk about it in the book, and a lot of people have said that he was saying stuff like, you know, lower, and get, you know, leave the kids in danger and shit. But according to this book, he wasn't even on set that day.
Really?
The accident happened, yeah.
That was Jennifer Jason Leigh's dad.
Yeah, Vic Morrow.
Yep.
He was a really big deal, like in the 50s and 60s, right?
Yes, he was. Yeah. He played a real horrible character in the Twilight Zone movie.
Oh, he did. Was he the one that was in the original episode? Back in the 60s?
I don't recall.
Because, you know, I remember that episode of The Twilight Zone.
Last week's Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast, they
or
did
Neil Sedaka.
No, this week's is Neil Sedaka. Oh. Last week they had a panel and it was all Twilight Zone
panel.
That was
yeah.
a good one. I want to rewatch all of them. Twilight Zone still holds up as a really good show.
My favorite one of all time is the one where the lady kept getting the phone call from her dead husband.
Mm-hmm.
And then they realized that the line had dropped on his grave. That really scared me a lot when I was a kid.
The one with Billy Mummy always scared me, where he's talking to his grandma on the phone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what am I saying? No, the puppet.
Oh.
The one, the freaking puppet. That's the one that sent me into a tizzy.
And the saddest one is Burgess Meredith, when he's in the vault or whatever, and the nuclear bomb goes off, and he drops his glasses, and he can't read.
Oh, yeah.
It's the only thing he cared about. I can read all these books.
I haven't got to see the new incarnation of it because I'm not paying for CBS.
I started to download it the other day, but it didn't finish yet.
I don't know. I don't know that I'm interested. I'm going to get CBS. What is it, All Access?
When Picard comes out,
yeah. Yeah, Picard, I'll definitely get it for
that. It's worth getting it for the Star Trek Discovery, man. Season 2 is so fucking good.
Hmm.
It looks good. I like Star Trek. I think I'll watch it. God, we tried to watch. Well, we did watch it. We watched Handmaid's Tale this week.
God.
Another boring...
What, you watched today's?
No, is there one more? It was the 10th episode. How many episodes?
Today's Wednesday.
Yeah, how many episodes?
13.
13, so there's three more. Yeah, I didn't... Yeah, we watched last week's. We're both, you know, just like, oh.
I'm no longer watching.
Slogging through it.
After the last one, where she was in that damn hospital room...
On her knees.
The entire episode, it was... I can't do this anymore. No. So now I'm just my office mate... She refuses to give up just because she's invested. So now I'm just having her recap it to me on Thursdays.
That's all you
I refuse to watch it anymore.
It's boring. It's just
it's horrible.
Boring. I want her to start kicking ass.
It's and her and all of her damn looks. I mean, there's just nothing happening. Yes, there's nothing happening. You like my Handmaid's Tim, didn't you?
Yeah, that's why it's the banner on our Twitter, @radio_labyrinth. The other person who died that we put up here is Nick Buonocani, who was a Miami Dolphin.
He was host on the Inside the NFL for a long time.
That made me sad,
but he was on the undefeated Dolphins team.
What
did he have? He had the...
CTE, what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. He donated his brain to science for them to... Check
he
it
was
out.
A great guy. I loved him.
Loved him. He was one of my favorite because it was like having a Scorsese character commentate on the game.
Yeah, absolutely. I used to really dig when it was on HBO.
Yeah,
and
before it moved over to Showtime, it was good.
Yeah, but I mean, back in the 80s and early 90s, when
before he had Chris Collinsworth ruining it with
Chris Collinsworth.
Bitchy bullshit.
I like Chris Collinsworth.
Get out of here.
You don't know what you're talking about. Al, I gotta tell you, Al, it's been a heck of a season here. So
why does he always talk like that?
Because he's like this, and he puts his chin here, and he is on the Bengals. Was he on the Bengals?
I don't know, dude. Do Collinsworth for me.
Oh, hell, here we go. It's a great season. And I got to tell you, I don't think Eli Manning will be able to carry the Giants all the way to the end of the season.
Are you saying there'll be some sort of quarterback controversy?
I can do him. I just have to get into doing it. And now he's got the false teeth, so they're sloshing around in there. I always saw those guys are drunk, but they're not. They're just got their false teeth.
Do Madden.
I can't do Madden.
Oh, but worry. Go back to Chris Collinsworth.
Anyway, Al, I got to tell you, it reminds me back in the day when I used to play. Let's go see what Phil Simms has to say.
Well, we talked about it. and we told him we had to give the ball to Heem.
You know, he says Heem.
He's from Kentucky. Cut him some slack.
Heem. I don't know, Al. I got to tell you. Here we are, Monday Night Football. We're back, 2019-2020 season. Do the Cowboys have what it takes to make it to the end of the year? We'll find out.
I got to work on doing who's the quarterback that's now on CBS. He replaced Phil Simms.
Dude from Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah, why can't I remember his
Troy
name?
Aikman?
Tony Romo.
Oh.
Tony Romo. I like Tony Romo. He's really, really good.
Does he really have a notable
voice? No, but he's really good at, he's super cool.
How many football, do you have like a whole litany of football characters?
Mm-mm.
Football in my life. I love football.
It's not a Yuma Corn. It's a Yuma Salt.
I want you to do Lee Corso.
Lee Corso. God, what does he sound like?
He's like a, he looks and sounds like an Indian chief.
I Lee Corso.
Nakcha.
What?
Hey, Nakcha.
Tatanka. Lee Corso. Monday Night Football with Lee Corso. Many moons ago, the Cowboys.
He's a college football. He didn't only college.
Many moons ago, the Seminoles faced the Miami Hurricanes on the battlefield. Many, many buffalo were killed that day. Lee Corso.
Oh, wait a minute. Can you do, if you, you really need to be able to do Michael Irvin.
Michael Irvin?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me see. I'm going to find it. Michael Irvin. Let's see.
Let's see you do that one. And Stephen A. Smith.
I love Jerry Jones. Love him to death.
I love Jerry Jones. Love him to death.
Love him to death. I call myself Michael Irvin Jones.
I call myself Michael.
Oh, you know who I can do?
Yeah.
What's going on, America? Hey, it's the Juice. Today, we're going to talk about fantasy football and the debates, the Democratic debates. Now, you got people who,
Does he have a podcast?
No, I shoot video.
That Wondery podcast was recommended to us, Confronting OJ.
Confronting OJ?
Yeah.
I don't care about that. I like watching his Twitter feed. He has a new Twitter account.
It's by the daughter, maybe, of Ron Goldman? No, who would it be by? I forget. It's somebody related to the Goldmans.
Eh, let it go. No,
if,
I'm kidding.
If OJ gets a podcast, I'm going to listen to it, though. I'm sorry.
All right. So what we're talking about is everybody's first pick is obviously going to be Mahomes. Mahomes is one of the best quarterbacks out there. And he can run, and he can throw. And, you know, but you got to really know. No, if you're going to pick a running back, why don't you wait? Get yourself a couple of wide receivers and then pick up a running back later. I mean, if you don't get one in your first couple of drafts, it's not that big of a deal. I don't know what's going on, America. Hey, Twitter world.
You can do a little Shannon Sharp next week when you're on the other podcast.
What other podcast?
That other podcast you're going on.
Oh, I do Barney Frank on that podcast.
Oh, yeah. Ah.
I'm going on, we're doing a review of some of my bits on the Regular Guys Review with Larry.
Wax. Oh, okay.
And I'm going to go on it, do my favorite bit, which has Curtis Washington in it. Mm-hmm, yeah. Curtis and Wanda. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He worked for Cynthia McKinney and also at James Lofton Hummer of Lithonia.
That's your favorite out of all your characters that you did on the show?
My favorite original character, I think. That, maybe Travis Elliott.
Maybe I think the one I laughed the hardest at was the Indian astronaut tech support.
Indians in space. Yeah.
I liked Pumper the gas station fairy.
You did?
Hey, hey, hey. Sweating to the oldies.
And your costume. I always liked it when you wore that costume.
Yeah, I loved wearing that. Fucking Stupid. Hey, Lucky Yates was the free money moron.
Oh, well.
No one remembers that because he's Mr. Archer now.
I started to watch that American Dirtbags movie.
What's American Dirtbags?
The one that Bob Place and Albanese and all them. It's on Amazon Prime now.
Oh, okay. Any good?
I started watching it. Yeah. I can't really say.
You started watching it. You'll let us know when you finish what you thought of it.
It might be good. We'll see.
What's going on, Twitter world? I got a lot of getting even to do.
That was in his first video.
I got a lot of getting even to do. You know, people been saying things about me while I was away.
I'm so glad I'm not anybody he needs to get even with.
You guys watched the last two episodes of Mike Tyson?
I have not. I'm catching up.
Yeah, I'm catching up.
Let's see, which one did I just recently watch? I watched the one with the fake, what's that thing, the fleshlight thing? Where the guy had the fleshlight delivered to his office and it got delivered to the wrong... His boss,
yeah,
and Norm. Well, what's the bird's name?
Pigeon
gets it back for him.
What's your name?
But he diddles it, and he's like, "It's you know, bird cum is malodorous. you can't get the smell out. You're gonna have to throw it away."
He's the best character on that show, aside from Mike Tyson, who's hilarious. This is stupid. Hey, Deezy. I like Deezy too.
Yeah.
You guys watched Lights Out?
I did. Was it funny?
No.
It's kind of a mess, but it's not worth watching.
I'll try it again without Whitney Cumming.
Yeah,
I despise her. Absolutely.
Theo Vaughn's on the second one, and he's a lot better than
Whitney Cumming. How does she have this career?
I don't know. She's not funny.
She's not funny at all, and she derails anything that is funny. She takes it right off the damn. I don't get it, man.
I'm not interested in her.
Her Netflix special?
No.
I don't think she's funny.
No, and she always talks with like such command that she's about to drop some knowledge on your ass, and it's so ugh.
Yeah, not my cup of tea.
I don't understand.
And it's not because I don't think women are funny.
No, which she's just not funny.
She's not funny.
I don't understand why.
Jen Kirkman's on the second one. She's funny.
She's pretty funny. I just don't understand why it's so many of them give her the status.
Yeah. Well, I don't know either. Because she writes TV shows, I suppose.
Oh, the funniest bit on the second episode, I'll spoil it for you guys. Amy Schumer calls in on like a video phone, and she's nursing the baby. While she's talking, she's like, "I just want to congratulate you on your first show and everything." And Spade's like, "Yeah, it's the second show, but thank you." And they go through this whole thing, and they're talking about her having her boob out and how the baby's feeding. And then they pan out, and it's fucking David Tell.
Oh, gross. Baby. Gross.
Oh, and he's really sucking on her nipple?
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Oh, that's funny.
Yep.
You know, she is somebody, those first two seasons of her show were so funny.
Yeah.
And then the shooting happened at the theater, and it just freaking killed her. And then that third season, she was all trying to be sending a message, and it was like, no, it's over.
Still funnier than Samantha Bee.
Yeah, Samantha Bee is.
Yeah. An afterthought.
Yeah, I mean, I get tired of people telling me about stuff that I don't care about.
I don't care about it. And on Twitter. I like that Marianne Williamson. She's that nut job running for president.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, she's the crazy lady that was in the debates.
We live in 1984, so we don't know any of
them. She's the one who said...
Thanks, Jeff.
The only people we know is Bernie Sanders.
Will win.
He's our long-time Vermont senator.
You're talking about Geraldine Ferraro?
No. This woman's name is Marianne Williamson. She was the officiator for Larry Fitensky and Liz Taylor's wedding.
These all sounds like... that's right. She married that younger guy.
Yeah, she's a loop-de-loop, and she's like love and crystals and love, but she's done so well at the debates that her name gets elevated, and so she becomes like a Herman Cain, you know, like a.
She was in the Detroit debate.
She was there last night.
She was.
Yes, and she, you know, if you go to Matt Drudge or Drudge Report, she won the debate, but that's because it's all conservatives trolling the thing, but she's just wackadoo and. I love it. I love chaos. Tonight's we're recording on Wednesday.
Some
so tonight,
people just want to watch the world burn.
That's Tim.
I like Andrew Yang and I like Tulsi Gabbard. Those are the two Democrats.
Tim loves Yang. You heard it here first.
I do love Yang. I like Yang. He tells you the truth. He's not talking about Baltimore. Like even though what Trump said about Baltimore is true.
None of us know what you're talking about, Tim.
You know what we're talking about.
What's his
truth? We have no idea.
You know that Trump said Baltimore is a shithole filled with rats.
Yeah.
And then everybody said he was being racist about the shitty congressman that runs it.
Uh-huh.
That works there.
Yeah.
And so, whatever. They have this whole thing going on. Well, they have reporters out covering the, go, President Trump said this place is rat infested. Da-da-da-da-da. And then a rat crawls right across the shot. Big old fucking rat. Anyway, I don't want to get into it.
There's a lot of people. You know, they might think Baltimore's a good city.
Yeah, Inner Harbor. You ever been there?
I don't know. It's like I've seen them in a lot of John Waters movies. Got a lot of kitsch to it. No.
Yeah. Right outside of Inner Harbor in Little Italy.
Too bad Om's not here to defend herself.
She wouldn't go there. There's like three Italian restaurants when I was there last, and then right across the street is just ghetto.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's a scary. It's a city. It's a major city, so there's crime, and there's murder, and there's people who get shot. And it's not because of the congressman that runs it or the congresswoman.
No.
It's just because it's a city and there's lots of people there.
So a lot of poverty.
Poverty. And what does poverty make people do? Steal. How else are you going to get food?
Well, it's somebody's fault because somebody hasn't brought any sort of industry there.
Bingo. It's not a Democrat. It's not a Republican. It is a fucking company that said, hey, we're going to take our shit and go elsewhere. Yeah. Not everybody can work at the Domino factory.
Well, and then you have to, like, rebuild yourself. I mean, it's the same thing in Detroit. I mean, this is what we went through for years and years. It was straight-up blight. But only in the last 6-7 years has it turned around because it's turning into, like, a tech hub
right
there. They completely rebranded themselves. They're changing. They're adapting. They saw what Atlanta did, and that's what they're doing.
They have to because that city used to be the jewel of the country.
I mean, and if you go there now, it's like a kind of like a little Brooklyn sort of type of thing now. It's full of hipsters and young people.
Does OCP run the cops?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. But there's, you know, expensive lofts, and it's nothing like it was 20 years ago, right. 25 years ago. It's changed a lot.
You just didn't go to the right corner. You need to go to Avon Barksdale's corner.
Barksdale's corners had the best, best heroin. All right, let's do some staff picks.
Yeah, speaking of drugs,
I'm gonna read
that one from the radio.
Where?
The radio staff pick.
From Melissa?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Came in to fire over a staff pick for the week. Melissa Knowles writes, Snowfall, which Steph I know watches.
Yeah,
I do watch it too.
So good.
For some reason I wasn't pumped for season 2 and it sat on the DVR for over a year. I have shows like that. Jump back in and full on binge. So freaking good. Damson Idris, who plays Franklin.
So good.
Is a great actor.
Can't believe he's British. It's crazy.
And his character is so well written. Crazy arc. So many great performances on this show, and I love that comedy is layered into all of the high drama. Uncle Jerome's hairdo has me feeling like letting my soul glow.
So
love that the crack education I picked up on The Wire is getting a refresh. All caught up, and having to wait a week between episodes is like a commoner again. Can't recommend this one enough. P.S. How many times is too many times to rewatch The Wire? Asking for a friend. We'll tell your friend.
Five.
Never. There's no limit to how many times you can watch it.
Agreed. The Wire is amazing.
Yeah. Or The Sopranos. You can watch The Sopranos, especially seasons 1 through 4, and then you can kind of coast through the rest.
Agreed.
Although season 5 is good with Steve Buscemi and Robert Loggia. Robert Loggia.
After 5, though, you have to watch Treme before you're allowed to rewatch The Wire again.
What do you think Dracula would have been like if Buscemi would have played Renfield as they wanted him to do?
Really?
Shut the fuck up, Renfield. You're out of your element.
Phone's ringing, Renfield. Wait, you're a...
I'm the walrus.
I'm the walrus.
I'm picturing him eating the...
You telegraph beeping.
He's eating the bugs.
Yeah. Tom Waits played Renfield.
Right.
Yeah, he was great.
Right.
He was also in The Outsiders. Tom Waits.
Who did he play in The Outsiders?
After they kill the Soche, they go to Dally's place, the bar.
Spoiler alert.
After Johnny and Ponyboy kill the Soche, they go to a bar where Dallas lives, and Dallas is Matt Dillon. They knock on the door, and Tom Waits opens. He says, what do you want? We need to speak to Dally. He's sleeping.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, that's Tom Waits. All right.
That's what they said about George Spahn at the Spahn Ranch.
He's sleeping, yeah.
I say good.
Well, I'm just going to go see for myself.
Good pick, Melissa Knowles. I love that show.
All right. Let's see. We talked about The Boys, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Mike Tyson Mysteries. Okay, so I listened to the Greg Fitzsimmons Fitzdog Radio podcast last week.
He's funny.
He's good. I saw him when he was just here and at the Punchline.
And he had on an author who happens to be a friend of his. The author's name is Tim O'Neill. Tim O'Neill has a new book out called Chaos. What is Chaos? Chaos, Charles Manson, the CIA, and the Secret History of the 60s. A journalist's 20-year fascination with the Manson murders leads to a shocking new revelation or shocking new revelations about the FBI's involvement in reassessing the case. Now, he started doing this for Premiere Magazine, I think, in the late 80s, 89 or whatever, which would have been the 20th. It took him up through the 99, which would have been the 30th, and so on. And he spoke to the primary people, Terry Melcher, people who knew Dennis Wilson, because Wilson, you know, died in the early 80s. And
spoiler alert.
He got drunk and fell in the water.
Dennis Wilson's dead? Well, what happened to the Beach Boy?
Well, I don't
just
know.
Drowning and dead like Dennis Wilson did.
He's drowning again just like Dennis Wilson did. Right now I'm burbling in water. So if you're into like conspiracy stuff, I don't get the feeling, and he talks about it on Fitzdog Radio, that he's not a conspiracy nut. He's just seen all these documents that weren't presented at trial, but were notes from police officers, notes from Vincent Bugliosi, and kind of touches on this thing that you hear about every once in a while, MK Ultra, which actually was something that the CIA did. The question is, did they stop doing it, and are they still doing it? So I'm listening to the audiobook. It's gripping. And, you know, I'm obsessed with that. And so I'll recommend a couple other things if you're into Manson. You Must Remember This with Karina Longworth, which is a podcast. You may have to pay for it now because it's been 4 or 5 years or 3 or 4 years. And then also the Mae Brussel. It's just go into Google, M-A-E, Brussel. And there's tons of videos. She's conspiracy radio. It's from the 70s, though. She did a Carmel by the Sea, and it was great.
I'll recommend to you this past week on one of my crime podcasts, Female Criminals, they did all of the Manson girls.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, and the two chicks that do that show, they're very smart. They don't give you a bunch of conjecture or any kind of bullshit. They just
good. Okay.
Give you the skinny.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
To your point, I'm caught up or whatever with the Star Wars one, Inside Star Wars.
Oh, what'd you think?
I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
It was really
we talked
good.
About that last week, didn't we?
Yeah.
It was really good.
I like how he puts it together. And let's see what else. Gilbert, I mentioned as Neil Sedaka, and I watched the first episode of Orange is the New Black and noped out.
You're not going to, I was going to tell you, I've watched the entire final season and it was great. But you're not going to be into it at all.
Why?
Because it's all about ICE.
Oh, yeah. I don't care about that.
And immigration and
I quit watching it 3 seasons ago.
You would throw shit at your TV.
Why would I throw shit at my TV? I know they're all Hispanic people.
Yeah.
Why would I care?
Because it takes the side of the people in the prison and the people getting deported. And that one girl, what was her name? Flocka. The really hot one.
Mm.
You know who I mean.
I do.
She gets...
Spoiler alert.
She gets arrested because she doesn't have her ID on her, but she's from America. She was born in America,
mm-hmm.
but they fuck her over like big time anyway because she can't prove anything.
Tiff just watches it for possible Mexican munchin that could possibly pop up.
Mexican muffin munchin?
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Here's the thing, though. ICE doesn't arrest people. So.
No, it's not. It's ICE runs the detention centers, though.
They freeze them.
Mm-hmm.
You think the prison guards were bad. These ICE guys are total assholes.
Yeah. Nope out on that fantasy.
You can't watch the final season, Tim.
I could.
I mean.
Did you see old girl, Pensatucky, said that they all hate her and treat her like shit?
They do?
That's what she did last week. She came out and did this big.
She said her Twitter got hacked. She went on a big drug rant.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened on Instagram. mm-hmm. And they all hate her.
Steve-O's Twitter did get hacked.
Oh, really? Did you hack it?
No, but I saw what they were posting on it last week.
Oh, what did they post?
Stuff you can't say.
Oh, like racist stuff?
Super racist stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was.
Tim, remember when your phone got stolen?
Oh yeah!
Oh my God! When I was in New York City,
you called us all dumb Polacks.
Who?
I'm kidding.
No,
but Tim left his phone unlocked, and the dude started posting all sorts of crazy racist shit.
That's when your leg was jacked up, and you were like in a wheelchair in New York City.
I wasn't
in
a wheelchair. I had a cane and a boot, and I was at a bar, and I had a bottle of pills. And it was
hydrocortone.
It was one of those drugs.
Vicodin,
and also 800 milligram ibuprofen. And they look the same. And I went to take the ibuprofen, but I took the Vicodin, and then I blacked out. Apparently, I took my pants off and was yelling at the drummer. And I kept lighting up cigarettes in New York at a bar, and I kept getting in trouble. And then I blacked out at Penn Station, and they were dragging me to the LIE.
That's a Beatles song.
What?
I blacked out at Penn Station.
I blacked out at Penn Station.
there was that song about you passing out to the tune of Tub Thumping.
We made that up a long time ago. Yeah.
Tim gets passed out, and he gets drunk again. Never want to get away.
So that's my TV shit. What do you guys got?
You me go, or are you going, Jeff?
So we've pretty much been over everything. Baskets, of course, is fucking great.
Baskets is so good.
I love when he does both Chip and Dale.
Yeah, he's been killing it this season. Yeah.
Last season.
Nah, they haven't said yet.
I hope not.
I hope not. And I went and watched my next guest with David Letterman with Zach Galifianakis. That was really good also.
Ooh, I gotta watch that.
Yeah. That was the only good one of the new ones.
What's your staff pick?
My staff pick is Preacher, final season, AMC, starts on the 4th.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. I watched Pennyworth.
Ah.
It is so freaking good. I can't give it enough props. This guy that plays Alfred, he has the Michael Caine Alfred accent. It's seamless.
I'm gonna check it out.
It's seamless.
Gotham's
done, right?
Yeah.
Gotham. Did he ever become Batman?
Sort of at the end, but it was like Batman if everybody was a wuss.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This movie is shockingly violent. I mean, it really is. There's some very graphic shit in this show.
Yeah.
And just...
But it's like the Kingsman kind of, right?
It is, yeah. But it's not as stylized and over the top as the Kingsman. It's much more rooted in like James Bond,
yeah.
60s London.
So it's set in the 60s.
The 60s in London, and the villains are great.
But you got to sign up for Epics, right, to get
it. It's $5.95 a month.
That's it?
If you do it right now.
Okay.
And it's so worth it because you can watch that, and then you can watch... You get Shorty, and my other favorite show, Perpetual Grace. I'm telling you, Tim, you will rape. It's so good. You would rape Perpetual Grace. It's that good. I love this show.
Any of those shows, something you think my wife would like?
Yeah.
I
think she'd like Get Shorty. I think she'd like Perpetual Grace. I mean, is she a Coen Brothers fan? She like Coen Brothers movies?
Mm-hmm.
Then she'd like Jimmy Phillips is so good, and all the characters, they're all so weird and quirky, and the dialogue is... I'm telling you, it's like watching a Coen Brothers movie every week. It's really good. So watch that. And Southside, that's a new comedy on Comedy Central. Hilarious.
Yeah, come
on. It looked pretty funny on the commercials.
It's very funny.
Oh, not that Southside.
No, not at all. It's these guys, they work for a rent-to-own company in Southside, Chicago. And like the first episode, one of their assignments, they have to go and get this Xbox back from this gangster that nobody will go and get this Xbox back. He's had it for 3 years.
Oh, God.
that alone tells you what the premise of it is. So that's really good. The David Spade Show thing, I thought it sucked. Finished Big Little Lies.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. I thought it was good. What did Caitlin think?
She liked it.
She didn't love it.
I don't know. I didn't really ask her.
Okay. Well, I hear they're going to be possibly doing a season 3.
Okay.
So we'll see what we see.
More importantly, Johnny Damon was on the yacht show down on Mediterranean. Below Deck Med.
Former Boston Red Sox Johnny
and
Damon.
New York Yankee Johnny.
That was more important.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So so I watched that, and Snowfall, which is good, Baskets, which is amazing. And my staff pick, I have two. One, of course, is Manchester by the Sea. We've talked nothing but about that movie, about that podcast. And my other is another podcast. It's called Deep Dive with Dana Carvey.
And the trailer was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
So he's doing a podcast?
No.
It's Conan's podcast, but Dana Carvey's taking it over in the hiatus between seasons.
It's a 6-episode deep dive into Dana and Conan's friendship.
Oh, okay.
So it's 6 episodes long, and it starts August 5th.
Listen to the trailer. It's hilarious.
Okay.
Plots.
Yep. You'll plots.
You'll plots. All right. What else? Anything? All right, everybody. Don't forget, if you like the show, go to iTunes and leave us a review. 4 out of 5 stars, please. 5 would be the best. And then you can ask Tim Andrews or Autumn, if she's on the show, to read it in a voice that you like. So just leave the review and say how you would like it read and by what character.
That's not what the review says, Mr. Sanders.
I don't care. I wrote the damn thing. See, you were paying attention.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. So all you got to do is do that, okay? Give us 5 stars, leave a review, and we'll talk about it. Or whatever, you can leave a review for podcasts.
Are they reviews for all?
For Radio Labyrinth.
For all.
For all.
It's going to turn a little Christopher Walken there.
We got to do something about NAFTER. Last night I said NAFTER. I would really like to titty fuck Elizabeth Warren. Who wouldn't want to titty fuck that old lady?
Oh my! Didn't she get shot in the head?
No.
Who's the one?
That's Gabby Gifford, stupid.
Oh, damn. Why didn't she run for it? I'm sorry. I didn't mean like.
In my brain, I want to take further and do the Tim thing with it. I'm not going to do that.
Stop it.
Like 2 weeks ago when I know the Asian Les Mis.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not gonna do that.
All right. Again. All right. I'm sorry.
Anyway, what I was talking about is you could also follow us on Facebook, facebook.com, Radio Labyrinth, and also Twitter, which is at @radio_labyrinth, and then also. If you want to become a patron, just go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. There's all sorts of different things. You can get a shirt, a t-shirt. You can appear on the show.
What? Piss me off again.
What are you talking about?
That little girl in the hospital, and they come in, and she sticks her arm out like they're going to poke her with needles, and they're like, hey, we're going to try something different. They bring a dog in.
Oh, yeah. That's sweet. Yeah. Shut up.
That's horrible.
You want to hate on a commercial, hate Truvada for PrEP.
Yeah, I do hate that commercial.
All right, let's get some distance between what we just talked about and the Truvada for PrEP. All right, ready? 1, 2, 3. Okay, distance maintained.
Okay.
I like to fuck. And I don't like wearing rubbers. That's why I take
Truvada for PrEP, because it preps my butt.
Yeah, preps my asshole and puts a thin layer of anti-poison jizz.
What is it? What is
Truvada
for PrEP?
I don't know, but it's... I don't know.
I've never heard a drug advertised for PrEP. There was a for PrEP in there.
Don't you just prep with lube? Maybe a plug and a finger. Get it opened up a little before you start going in it.
Why don't they finish it? For PrEP of what? Tell us.
Ass fucking.
Just assume that we... Okay, there's the one African-American lady on there who's like middle-aged and has kids. What's she on there for?
I like it in the ass.
I mean, it must be, right?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Stop it, both of you.
Now, I don't know if I'm going to cut this out yet. Because it's right after the nice thing, and then it's the weird thing.
I mean, everybody, we can't move it around.
But you know what? Everybody knows what this show is.
And if you are watching Hulu, you have to watch this Truvada for PrEP commercial every time you watch a show.
I thought you had that premium.
No. Screw that.
Before we go, can I say something about my dogs, though?
Yes, of course you can. But I do want to say that, again... We're not even going to go back there. So what's up with the dogs?
Ask your doctor if Truvada for PrEP is right for you.
Oh, by the way, did you mention our cool-ass new website that we got?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm going to have to put that in the promo. No. Hey, by the way, we have a brand new website put together by the fine people at Mike TV, which would be Lisa Krause.
Yeah, good job, Lisa.
It is www.radiolabyrinthpodcast.com. And there's all sorts of cool shit in there.
Yeah.
Go check it out. We're going to keep adding more and more shit. We're going to have links to our friends, other podcasts we like. I'll put our staff picks on it every week.
Oh, really?
It'll be your one-stop shop.
That?
Yeah, because we want to, you know, we're split everywhere. Just be easier to say, go to radiolabyrinth.podcast.com.
Sweet.
And then, you know, there's links to all of our social media there, and it's just going to be fun.
And so, I love our illustrations.
They are very good. Now, who did those?
Dustin Lawler.
That's right.
So, anyway.
All right.
And you know who else has a...
Happy birthday, Dustin, by the way.
Belated. Yeah. Happy birthday, Dustin. Thank you for all the cool stuff that you do for us.
Yes, and thank you for running the Radio Shack, which is the Facebook fan group.
And speaking of other cool-ass new websites, please visit BarkvilleDogRescue.org because we got a fancy schmancy new website that they've been building for about a year now. So it's very cool.
The dogs have been making it?
They have, night and day. Like one of them, I think he got his certification. So he's building.
Coder.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah.
C,
so you can
C++.
See.
C++.
Yeah, he's Cisco, the whole thing.
Rush.
So, yeah, go check out our website. And while you're there, maybe apply to be a temp foster. I know a lot of people don't want to, you know, commit to some long-term thing. We need so many people for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
All we need you for is 2 weeks. And then the dogs go up north. And like a lot of you might want a puppy fix, right? We always get puppies.
When you say dogs go up north, that's not a euphemism, right?
No, it's not like to the ranch.
They go south.
No, we have northern partners in Pennsylvania and Rhode Island and places like that. So Connecticut. And so the dogs that we can't find homes for here, which there's tons, they go up north where they don't have this homeless dog population like we do here because there's a bunch of ignorant idiots. But anyway, so if you ever want to do that, we would love just to have you for temporary time, just a couple weeks. And, you know, you do something really cool and that would be great. And I have a foster again, Boomer, this big black lab. So he's a real goofball and we're enjoying him. He's
Here's Boomer. You remember that show?
No.
You don't?
No.
Keep talking.
But anyway, so please, Tim Foster, if you would. And then also go to jaildogs.org. If you want to adopt a dog from the Jail Dogs program, that would be great. And lastly, adoptions are free until August 4th at Gwinnett County Animal Shelter. And this would be a great time if you were looking for a cat or a dog right now to help them deplete their inventory.
Do it. Go out and get an animal.
Yes, and always keep it canine.
Keep it canine.
Magic, he appears, a hero to save the day. And just when you think he's here for good,
looks like Benji.
That's when he goes away. Cause he's Boomer.
What the hell is this song?
I don't remember. He was like the Incredible Hulk. He just showed up in your town and helped you. Like the A-Team.
Wait, so Dee Wallace was on a show with a dog that didn't try to kill her?
Yes.
Oh.
I loved this show when it was on.
This was like what year? 70?
1980.
Oh, this was 80. Boomer.
It's no Chomps.
No, it's not. But Boomer, man, oh, look how cute he was.
He is really cute.
He could close cabinets by himself. Here's Boomer! All right, everybody. Until next week, please remember to keep it canine. And canine. Hey, last week, I work for WSB. Most of you people listening to the show know that I work for WSB Radio in Atlanta, and I'm on the Von Hessler Doctrine. Last Thursday and Friday, we did our annual Carathon from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. It's for children with blood disorders and cancer, which is something that, you know, really, really tragic when you see these little kids, and every penny that goes to this organization helps them. Well, we put an offer out there for somebody who wanted to sit in on Radio Labyrinth, which means they would come in here and watch us do the show, and it was $500 donation.
Oh, okay? My God.
$500.
Somebody wants to come in here and watch this for $500?
Yes.
Holy shit.
And also give money to the...
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, but
the cancer.
Wow.
So I want to say thank you very much to Chris Luca, who was the person that donated.
Oh, wow.
Very, very, That's very amazing. Nice of you. And we, of course, will be in touch and can't wait to meet you. If somebody so generous, that is really, really cool.
That is super, super cool.
And yeah, and I'm blown away every year by that. We raised as a station $1.7 million.
Incredible.
Hello, radios. It's me, Autumn Fisher. Just want to thank you for listening to Radio Labyrinth. We love you guys. We appreciate you. I want to give a special shout out to all of our Patreon donators. If you're not donating on Patreon, please go check us out at patreon.com/Tim Andrews. We have some new things going on over there. We're sort of flipping some things around to get you guys motivated and keep you happy. So please go check that out. Also, I want to thank our new little baby Patreon donators, Ryan Wilson, Brian Smith, Jesse Rosinski, Chiru, Melissa Knowles. You guys are my newest little tiny little ducklings, and we really appreciate it. Give us all of you Patreon donators, direct message us. Sort of tell us what you'd like to see. Tell us things you'd like to change. Tell us things that you want. We'll do it. We want you here. So I want to go through the list and thank everybody who's donating. Walt Murray, Robert Calderman, Lauren Calderman, Robert Haley, Sam Wells, Alan Barker, Ruben Aguilar, Dustin Lawler, Mark Hierro, Chris Knight, Trent, Seth Ingram, Kit Beatty, yes, Ian Stull, Jeff Peterson, Andrew Mulazzi, Gwen Ketchum, Nicholas Frank, Adam Kelly, Sherry Doherty, Dean Poole, Chris Cosentino, Daniel Pitts, Leslie Haney, Brennan Price, John Sutherland, Andrew Harbin, Wayne Blair, Jeremy Turman, Kevin Stokes, Russ Weinberg, Chris Weiland, Leslie Norman, Lou Caniglio, Dan Carroll, Denise Reynolds, Mike
Day,
Jason Chappell, Brian Jackson, Emily Warren, Mark Weiland, Debbie McDonald, David C. Funk, Beth Van Elswick, Amber Gilpatrick, Colin Oman, Aaron Robert, Chad Shepard, Buck Monterey, Herb Lamb, Matt Carter, Eric Malmstrom, Garrett Kimball, Andrew Hopkins, Mike Hall, we're getting into the big daddies now, Al McMeekin, Jonathan Wilson, Sean Hall, Keith Tate, Mike Spittler, and finally, last but not least, not gone and not forgotten, Wendy Muller. Thank you, guys. We love you. We appreciate you. Keep it canon.